Why will we want to disobey God? Why do we disobey God? Yeah. Knowing what the word said, and then we still want to what? Be disobedient to the Lord. Yeah. And anytime you are disobedient to the Lord, that's a sin. Yeah. So why do we sin? Right. Because we're big and bad enough to do and think we can do what we want to do in the presence of the Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But to see, the thing is, I want to point out one thing. The thing is, you always in the presence of the Lord. See, you always are in the presence of the Lord. No matter what you do, where you go, you are in the presence of the Lord. So that's why we ought to watch what we do before we do it. We ought to watch what we say before we say it. We ought to think twice before we speak once. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, 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 yeah. So why do we disobey God? And thinking, sometimes we're getting away with it. But I'm here to tell you, God sees everything.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But see, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. And God told him to go to what? Nineveh. That great city, and what? And cry against it. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Other words, go preach against it. Yeah, yeah, for their wickedness is come before me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, God sees everything.
Yes, Lord.
Why? Because we are always in the presence of the Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're always in the presence of the Lord. I don't care. You may go to the darkest place in your house, and it can be at nighttime. You turn all the lights off, you're still in the presence of the Lord.
Right.
Lord, the God can see through that darkness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But see, he told Jonah to go preach because and that the people may repent. Yeah, yeah. And because of what? Their wickedness is come up before me.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But see, Jonah had what? A divine call on his life. Uh-huh. See, it ain't like God had just called Jonah to do this. Jonah was God man for a long time. And God gave him a direct order to go do what he wanted him to do. And disobedience is a sin.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But instead of Jonah going down to that preach against that great city, Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish. Yeah, yeah. He went down to Joppa and called him what? A ship that was going to Tarshish. And the thing is, he paid the fare to get on this ship.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He paid a fare to get on this ship. But, you know, and see, he was already, what, going down, down, down.
Mm-hmm.
Every step Jonah was taking, he was going down, down, down. And then every time we disobey God and stay in that same sin, we're going down, down, down.
All right.
And all I want to bring us up is God. You understand what I'm saying? He's the only one that can bring us back up. But why would Jonah not want to go and obey the word of God?
Yes,
no. Yeah, 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 yeah. So he figured he can what? Flee from the presence of the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, like, once I said, once again, you always in the presence of the Lord. You can never flee from the presence of the Lord. Now, you can flee from the works of the Lord. See, that's what Jonah was fleeing from. When he said the presence of the Lord, see, you can flee from the presence. You can flee. I can flee from preaching. I didn't have to be here this morning. But like I said last time, I didn't want to be, what, in trouble with God. And then second, be in trouble with the pastor. You understand what I'm saying? That's too many people, too many big people to be in trouble with. Isn't the Lord all right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, see, you can flee from the works of the Lord. I mean, you don't have to preach. You don't have to teach. You don't have to witness. You understand what I'm saying? But that's a disobedience. Because this God had called you. Because, see, we all have a calling on our life. And the thing is to answer our calling. Ain't the Lord all right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Jonah, he went down to Tarshish, went and bought him a ship. And the thing is, when he got on the ship, well, see, That's once again, you can never flee from the presence of the Lord. Because, see, if Jonah was really fleeing from the presence of the Lord, but see, he was fleeing from the work. He was fleeing from going down to Nineveh and preach to the people. That's what he was fleeing from. But the thing is, you can never flee from the presence of the Lord, because when Jonah got on the ship, God knew just where he was. Because why? He sent a wind. He sent a storm out there on the sea. So God knew just where Jonah was. Thank the Lord. All right. Yeah. He sent the what? Not just what? Some wind, but it was a great wind. Yeah. And trying to flee from the presence of the Lord, it's not just any kind of presence. It's a divine presence.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. You can't flee from God's divine presence, because God nowhere yet. He don't have to try to find you, because see, he know every step we take.
Yes, Lord.
You see, you don't know every step I take, and you don't know every. I don't know every step you take. See, it's just like with the pastor, he don't know every step you taking. Uh-huh. Ain't the Lord all right? Yes. But that's why we should live right before the Lord. Then don't get mad at the pastor. When God gives him something to preach on, it's going to hit you. You understand what I'm saying? Then you're mad. Don't get mad at the pastor. It's the word of God. And the word of God will cut. You know, sometimes the word of God is like a boomerang. Now, you can throw a boomerang out. It's going to go up high. And you may say, ooh, that word sure missed me. But the thing is, what you're forgetting, that boomerang is coming back.
Yeah.
And when it comes back, it's coming back low. You understand what I'm saying? See, God's word will cut you. Ain't the Lord all right? Yeah. I know one time, long time ago, this pastor was preaching, and this man, he jumped up. He said, man, you don't know where I've been, what I did on last night. He said, man, you don't know. Man, I kill you. The deacons had to get him and take him out to church, because he was mad with the pastor. But think, if you're going to get mad with the word.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The pastor is just a messenger. Like they say, don't shoot the messenger, because I'm just a messenger. And the thing is, he delivered the word of God. And God's word, like they say, you say sometimes it'll drive you or it'll draw you. But I'm so glad it drove me. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I used to get mad at the preacher a long, long time ago, before I was saved. Be talking about me. I'm like the other man. You don't know what I did on last night. It's like you were looking in my window. But I'm here to tell you, Jonah, he flee to go down to Tarshish, and God sent what? A great wind. And it got so bad to where the ship was going to what? Break in half.
Yeah.
It was going to what? Break in two. And I'm here to tell you, that's a dangerous place to be. When the wrath of God is up on you, that's a dangerous position to be in. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, if you know somebody, they ain't right with the Lord, they doing in and everything, and let it be lightning outside, you better move away. Because God sent a lightning bolt down to make hit you too. You understand what I'm saying? Because Jonah was disobeying God, where everybody that was on the ship was in trouble. You understand what I'm saying? I'm scared of lightning. Because I've been in the house struck by lightning twice. You understand what I'm saying? And don't believe that stuff. They said lightning don't strike in the same place twice. Oh, yes, it do. God can strike anything he wants to strike. Ain't that right? But everybody was in trouble because of Jonah. And the bad thing about it, they didn't know why they was in trouble. But it was because of Jonah. And it got so bad to where they started throwing things off the ship to try to lighten the load.
Yeah.
They were trying to get to land. But while they were throwing things off, the thing was, the trouble was still on the ship.
Yeah.
Now see, if they would have got rid of the source, and Jonah was the source.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But basically what I'm saying, they were throwing the wrong thing off. They're throwing everything off except for the souls.
Yeah.
And that's how we are sometimes, isn't it? You know, God wants to clean us up, but we don't want to do anything what to clean us up. You understand what I'm saying? We want to just keep on keeping on doing what we're doing. If you're whole-monging, we want to just keep on whole-monging. If it's a lie, you just want to just keep on lying. You know, sometimes people lie just to hear their own self lie. And then sometimes they lie so much they become a believer of their own lie. Yeah. They come believe their own lies. Yeah. But you see, the thing is, you have to get rid of the source. So they came and said, everybody called upon their gods. So everybody was calling upon their gods. But keep in mind, Jonah still asleep through all this. And he was the source of it. Yeah. But you know, the thing is, everybody was calling upon what? Their god. But the thing is, they were calling upon the wrong god. They're calling upon what they are gods. And I always tell you, I wouldn't serve a God that have eyes and can't see me. I wouldn't serve a God that have ears and cannot hear me when I call upon his holy and righteous name. Yeah, ain't the Lord all right? Yeah, I wouldn't serve a God that got arms and just can't, and I need, and he needs to reach out and grab me, and he just still sitting up here like this here.
Yeah.
Ain't the Lord all right? Yeah. But they're calling upon the wrong God. Yeah. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, they went and woke up Jonah.
Yeah.
They said, "What do you mean I was sleeping? What's the cause of this here?" He said, who are you? What is your name? What people are you?" And Jonah just went on and let them know that he had fled from the presence of the Lord. But now Jonah, he said, now basically what he was saying, if you want all this to go away, if you want this wind to stop, throw me off the ship. And the storm will cease. In the Lord, all right. Yeah, that's why I said, my brother and sister, we can never flee from the presence of the Lord. Yeah, my brother and sister, I'm reminded of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, after they had sinned, and they knew they had sinned, They were disobedient to God and went against God's word, what God had said. And once they sinned, they knew they sinned because their eyes came open. And we know when we're doing wrong. We know about omission, commission. We know about wearing and unwearing. We know what we did wrong. I mean, if I sin, I know I did wrong. I mean, I'm married to Sister Florida. If I go out there and sleep with what they call it sleep, I don't know why they call it sleep because you don't be sleep. I don't know why they come up with that word at. I went to sleep with this person. Just call it sex. Just call it what it is because you ain't sleep. Isn't the Lord all right? Now if I go and sleep with another woman, now ain't no way I could tell anybody that I wouldn't land with that woman after I got up from being with that woman. And like I said, when you're doing wrong, you're always in the presence of the Lord. So Adam and Eve thought they can hide themselves beyond the trees. But see, the thing is, after they sin, here come God. And Genesis 3:8 said, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Now here come God. Now, God calls his voice to walk, make prints in the sand. The word of God came, Adam, where art thou?
Yeah.
Have I eaten off the tree I told you not to? Oh, Lord, you know, it's this woman. You know, basically what he was doing, he was blaming God. Because, see, if you had not created this woman, I would have been all right by myself.
Yeah.
I'd have been in no trouble as long as I was by myself. But you took a rib out of my side. I'm just banging this in these days and time. You took a rib out of my side and created this. And this got me in trouble.
Yeah.
But see, you know, no one can get you. You get your own self in trouble.
Yeah,
see, God knew where to find them. I'm reminded of this story. It's a little short story. I'm reminded of the story of this bear hunting pastor. this pastor, instead of going to God's house that morning and preaching to God's people like God told him to do, he decided that Sunday morning, well, you know, I'm going to get my bear rifle and go bear hunting. So he went out to the woods, went up this hill, went up around this bend, went on up the hill, and he collided with a bear. And when he collided with this bear, he come rolling down the hill. And the thing is, what happened was, when he all the smoke was clear, his legs was broken. And he couldn't get up and walk. And another bad thing was, his bear hunting gun was about 10 feet from him. But that ain't the worst thing. Here come this bear, charged around this bend, coming straight at him. The bear was angry. And the bear was coming straight at him, and he couldn't move. He began to pray. He said, Lord, he said, before this bear get to me, can you make this bear a Christian? He said, can you grab me this one prayer? You know, God will hear your prayer. And he answered real soon. By the time the bear got up to him, the bear skidded down on his knee. He said, Lord, thank you for this food that I'm about to receive. I mean, we should never put ourselves in predicament where we shouldn't be at. All right. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't the Lord all right? You know, like I said, you know, we think we can flee from the presence of the Lord. And we can never flee from the presence of the Lord. It's because, see, in Jeremiah 5:22, the Lord said, he said, fear me not. And he didn't mean that lightning either. You fear me not. You going to go disobey against me? But he said, fear me not, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by the perpetual degree that it cannot pass it? Right. See, God put the sand there where the sea won't go beyond that. See, everything seemed to obey God except for man. Yes, all of God's creation obeyed God except for man. Yes, God put the sun where it said the S-U-N. And the sun still give what? A greater light. That's obeying God. The moon at night is a lesser light. And still obeying God. All his creation that he planted is still growing. Ain't the Lord all right? But when it comes down to man, like Barnum Mack say, my people, I just don't know about my peoples. You know, sometimes you say, just don't know about God's peoples. Ain't the Lord all right? And not only that, God said, and through the waves that have tossed themselves, yet can't they not prevail. Through they roar, yet can they not pass over it. We see, even though the sea may get angry and I want to make that roaring noise, it's still not going to pass over. Why? Because this is how God created it to not to pass over. So why do we transgress against God? Why do we want to cross the line? Ain't the Lord all right? So if the sea obeying God, why we can't obey God? Ain't the Lord all right? So Jonah, he told them to throw me out. And they throwed him out. And the sea came to a calm. But see, the thing is, God has prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Now, see, God could have let Jonah die. Yes. But God had a divine call on Jonah. All right. Ain't the Lord all right? God had a divine call that he wanted Jonah to go and do what he wanted him to do. And it's bad to have to get swallowed up by a great fish. All for God to get your attention. But see, God knows how to preserve you. He knows how to preserve you for what? His work. Believe me, if God has a divine call on your life, then you don't have to worry about nothing happening to you. Because why? Because God is keeping you for a reason. He could have killed Jonah. Let Jonah die out there. But he didn't, because he was keeping him for what? His purpose. Yeah. So my brothers and sisters, the thing is, the fish, God had the fish to take Jonah all the way down to the bottom of the water.
Yeah.
Down to the bottom, all the way down where it was dark at. And stayed down there for 3 days and three nights. And just like Jesus said in the New Testament, Jesus said, just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights.
Yeah.
He prophesied what? His death, burial, and what? Resurrection.
Yes,
yeah, ain't the Lord
yeah.
all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lord kept him down there. And not only that, Jonah began to pray.
Yeah,
he began to pray while he was down there.
Yeah.
So you see, some things you get into, you can't do nothing but pray.
Yeah.
If you want to get out of this situation, you can't do nothing but pray. I done said some prayers. I didn't know I even know how to pray some prayers like that. You know, you get in trouble with God.
Yes,
you be saying, coming up with some words you never thought you could come up with. Oh, Lord, please forgive me. Oh, Lord, I know I did wrong. Oh, Lord, please don't track me down. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. You understand what I'm saying? You had that sorrow for sorrow like David had. When David used to sin, David had that sorrow for sorrow. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But not only that, Jonah stayed down there until God spoke to the fish and told the fish what? To come up out of the water, came up to the land, opened his mouth up and vomited Jonah out on dry land.
Yeah.
Ain't the Lord all right?
Yeah.
In chapter 3 say, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I told thee. Yeah, so Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was what, a exceeding great city, a 3 days journey, and Jonah made it in that what? In 1 day. See, if God would have swallowed me up like that, and he would have told me the second time, I probably would have made it in a half a day. Because I've been running. Yeah. Ain't the Lord all right? Yeah, you know, last time I was in Hallifield, I preached on this same message. My wife, she couldn't go with me because she was sick. But the pastor was joking with me that day. He said, now you make sure you go straight home. I said, well, you ain't got to worry about that, but because thing is, I got to cross that Colorado River. And I don't want to be disobeying to God. He like to have my car go off the river, and he may not have no fish prepared for me. Yeah. Now, I'm going straight home. And I don't care how good a woman I would have ran across, it's because I was riding shotgun by myself. Now, like Pastor Young said, you ain't pure enough to send my soul to hell. You're not even fine enough. I don't care if like you come there. I don't care if you're like a brick house. 36 put a 4, 36, oh, what a winning hand. Yeah. I don't care. You may look like you can make an old man wish for younger days. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, you're not fine enough to send my soul to hell. Amen. Yeah. So Jonah went on in and preached against that city that day. He preached what God told him to preach. Yeah. But then the thing is, look here in the fourth verse. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very, what, angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my sin when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art, what, a gracious God and a merciful God, slow to anger and a great kindness and plenteous of thee this evil. You see, other word, why Jonah was angry with God, because he knew God was going to forgive him when they repent.
Yeah.
Why? Because God is a gracious God.
Yes.
And thank be to God that he is a God like he is. Because
yes.
If God was not a God like he is, and when we were yet in our sin, that never would have been in John 3:16.
Right.
John 3:16 is there for a purpose. He sent his son into this world to die for a wretch like us. That whoever so believes in the Son of God you should be saved.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
It's not in God's will for any of us to perish. But thank God that he came down to fortitude generation. He came down that we may have rights to a tree of life. Yeah, he came down that we may have life, and we may have life more abundantly. Ain't the Lord all right? Yeah, he came down that we may be saved. He came down that we may live a better life. He came down and gave sight to a blind. He made the lame walk one day. He fed 5,000. He turned water into wine. Ain't the Lord all right? I don't know about you, but I'm so glad he died for my sin. Yeah, they took him up to Golgotha Hill. Yeah, they laid him down on this rugged cross. Yeah, they nailed him in his right hand. And they nailed him in his left hand. Yeah, they nailed him in his feet. And he said, now if I be lifted up, he said, I draw all men unto me. Men's been coming ever since, from the east, from the west, south, from the north. Yeah, yeah, ain't the Lord all right? They picked him high and dropped him low, and he stayed right there. Ain't the Lord all right? Yeah, one Steve said, if you be the Son of God, come down and save yourself and us too. But the other Steve said, now, we in the same predicament. Now, this man haven't did anything wrong. But he said, Lord, remember me. I thank God that he remembered me. But Jesus said, this day, thou should be with me in paradise. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Yeah, he died for our sin. He died for your sin. He died for the wretch like us. Yeah, they put him in a borrowed tomb. And he stayed there all night Friday night. He stayed there all night Saturday night. But it was early. I said it was early. On that Thursday morning, he got up. He got up with all power. All power. All power in his hand. Teaching power. Praying power. Holy Ghost power. Power make you walk right. Power make you talk right. Power make you live right. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Do you know him? To be a healer, he's a doctor in a sick room. Do you know him? To be a lawyer, he's a lawyer in a courtroom. See, I should have been in prison a long time ago, but he dropped the charges on me one day. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't he all right? I don't know what the Lord is to you, but I know what he is to me. He done bought me from a mighty long way. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't he all right? I say, ain't he all right? I know he's all right. I know he's all right. How you tried him? How you tried him this morning? Didn't he watch over y'all night last night? Woke you up early this morning and seeing you on a brand new way. Let you see a day that you never seen before and a day you'll never see again. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't he all right? I know he's all right.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Why? Why?